Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with 2 tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld. But you must tell me a country with the letter A 3 times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A 3 times in its name, you'll get a second bonus stay in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas. If you tell me a country with the letter A 3 times in its name, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
Are you ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale. Every single Nissan. The choice is clear, Chicago. Save more at Woodfield Nissan. And Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new and pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than now. And with clearance pricing, you can take your pick of a 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16,995. Or a 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra clearance price for just $12,995. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Golf and Hoffman Estates, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer on select models. HY218799, HP572205, GT658900. Finance offers with approved credit. 0% is $1,389 per month per $1,000 borrowed and is in lieu of sale prices.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wildcats are back in action at Ryan Field with 5 home Big Ten games this season. Full schedule and tickets are available at nusports.com. Well, the Cubs' entire season could come down to the next two series the Northsiders play. First 4 games in Milwaukee, then 4 more in St. Louis. Cubs have a 3.5-game lead in the NL Central standings over Milwaukee, 5 over the Cardinals. Jake Arrieta makes his return to the rotation tonight. He'll face Milwaukee's Zach Davies. Pregame with Mark Gordy tonight at 6:35 here on The Score. Chris Bryant coming up next with Jason Goff and Anthony Herron. White Sox and Astros tonight in Houston. Carson Fulmer gets a start against Dallas Keuchel. First pitch from Minute Maid Park tonight at 7:10. The Bulls say they're open to buying out Dwayne Wade if it's in the best interest of the team. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport says Bears linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski will miss some time with that torn pectoral muscle, but it could just be a few weeks. No longer any concern that he's out for the year. And the Blackhawks will play their second preseason game this tonight at United Center against Detroit. Puck drops at 7:30. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in downtown Wilmette. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Brewers at 6:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Julie. This hour is brought to you by Horowitz & Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Hitting second at third base, number 17, Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant.
Bryant with 2 outs. Fly ball out in the deep right. That ball is good. Cubs win.
Third baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
This ball is going to make the upper deck his third home run of the game.
Reigning National League MVP.
A year ago, he was the unanimous winner for Rookie of the Year. This year, Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant was almost unanimous for the National League MVP award.
World Series champion.
This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the
talking Cubs all season long.
Swinging a line drive. Glove by Bryant. A one-hop smash. Great play, Chris Bryant. Bryant cracks one in the air. Deep left field. It's got a chance. Gone. Liner caught by Bryant. Bryant showing a lot of opportunities to exhibit his athleticism today.
Chris Bryant with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com. Also on our Facebook page. Make sure you go to the Facebook page, 670 The Score. Like it and share it and do all those things. Anthony Herron is in for Dan Bernstein. And I'm sure Chris Bryant is very happy about that because he doesn't have to talk to Dan today. This segment is brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer takes stress out of caring for a sick child. A gentle forehead scan is all it takes. Get your Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer at your local club warehouse or other fine retailers. As we go out to the Grossinger Auto Group hotline, find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Chris, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. We're good. So that game last night, do you just throw that one away and get ready for the playoff atmosphere over the next eight games? Or how does that resonate? Is it one of 162? How do you feel about last night?
Yeah, I mean, it's just whatever. I mean, what do you win, seven in a row? So, you know, that's a pretty good win streak there. Certainly it'd be nice to, you know, have won yesterday with, you know, the other team losing. But just got to turn the page and, you know, now is some really important games coming up.
How you feeling, Chris? It's been a year that's had some issues with illness and with the hand and, you know, base paths and bags coming after you at different points. Where are you at physically right now?
I'm all right. I'm, you know, you sign up for 162 games and sure, it's a long season and it's tiring and, you know, all the above. But, you know, when you get into, you know, crunch time like this with, you know, the fans cheering a little louder and games meaning a little more, all that stuff kind of goes away and you just kind of go out there and play.
What did you learn about your body last year or maybe the year before that you applied this year for this portion of the season that you're getting ready to undertake?
I don't know if I have applied it. I just, because, you know, obviously I had never played until the last game of the World Series, you know, up to that point. So after that game, I didn't really realize how much I really needed to rest and take it easy and maybe enjoy a vacation here or there. But yeah, I mean, I felt it at points this year where I was just like, man, I'm struggling a little bit here, a little tired. And it's all dating back to last year. And I think, you know, a lot of guys felt that, but, you know, it's important to kind of go through that so that you know how to deal with it the next time. And, you know, now I know how to handle it, and I sure will be able to take some breaks, you know, in my off seasons and really take advantage of the time that we do have off when we get it.
And Chris, I'm a grouchy old football guy, and so to me, in football terms, I'm thinking, you know, in my world, we have 16 games, and the young guys on the roster, the thought is, you know, make sure they're out there and they're getting as much work in as they can and all the reps they can handle. Baseball's such a different world, so for you still being in your fairly early 20s right now, how do you, from, you know, one season to the next, start to figure out what does my body need? How's my body still changing? What do I do in preparation for the following season?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's still going to be a work in progress, and it's always changing because, you know, obviously when you're younger, it's kind of like go, go, go. You know, you want to get everything done early. You want to work as hard as you can, and you don't really realize how important it is to kind of take some time off and get away from the game in the off season a little bit and enjoy life. And, you know, I haven't been able to do that. And so I think, you know, these upcoming off seasons, I'll be a little better at it and taking some advice from the older guys too. You know, but sometimes it's hard to get away from the game just because you love it so much and you do it all the time. It's kind of, you know, really all you're known for at times. So, you know, but like I said, it's going to be important to kind of put on hold for a little bit, but that's in, you know, a couple more months.
How much do baseball players care about their numbers? You know, there's guys that say, oh, I don't care. If I get the win, I'm all good. And if not, you know, then if it go 4-for-5 in a loss, then I'm angry. But in a game where numbers define you, and more so now than ever with, you know, runs created and weighted on base average and everything, you know, we laugh at the calls that come in about your RBI numbers as if you can, you know, put people on base magically before you and then all of a sudden knock them in. But do you look at numbers, or do guys around the league look at numbers and go, ah, man, this is not where I'm at. This is not where I'm supposed to be. Or is it all about the W?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be lying if I said nobody looked at them. I think everybody has a certain amount of pride in themselves, and they want to do all they can to help the team win. And I think in order to do that, you have to go out there and perform. So it's a kind of a, you know, both. I mean, obviously, you know, the main goal is to win and to win the World Series. And, you know, I think everybody on the team wants to contribute in some way. So it is a game where you're defined by your numbers. And, you know, if you don't produce, you're not going to be playing. And I think every player realizes that. So, but it is tough at times just because it's such a game where you're failing all the time. And there's going to be way more bad days than good days. And sometimes it's hard to, you know, wake up and realize that and accept that at times. But I think that's what really makes the game great is that, you know, you could have a terrible series and then come out and have an awesome game. And it's almost like all those, you know, those previous three games are completely forgotten. And that's kind of what just keeps you going. So there's a balance between the two, that's for sure.
All right. So the advanced metrics, we made fun of Hawk Harrelson yesterday by saying that it's taking the kid out of all of these players with all the information, the overload of information. You know, my partner is an advanced metric analytical dude, and I'm more of a casual baseball fan, so I don't need to argue, you know, all the way down to, you know, like I said, weighted runs created and what this guy does on a Thursday when he doesn't, you know, file his nails down. So, and people get mad at me for that because they're like, golf, no more about the things that I care about. And I don't have time for those arguments. But with you guys, I know Kyle Hendricks, he takes that deep dive. But for you, how much is too much? Do you want everything? Like, give me how you feel about the numbers and what you want to know. And also the stuff that the pitchers are throwing at you in terms of, okay, this guy likes to do this in this count. Like, how is it applied in a real sense for a Major League Baseball player like yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I think you nailed it earlier with what you said. It takes the kid out of the game. I mean, you know, when I was growing up, there was no who cares how hard you hit the ball or whatever. If you got a hit, you're happy. There's no exit velocity or any of this launch angle or, you know, these new stats that they're coming up with. It's just making the game, you know, some like it, but it's just some of it takes the joy and stuff out of the game and why you started to play it, you know. You know, sometimes that's frustrating, and I do realize that's kind of where the game's going, and it's up to me if I really want to look at that stuff or not. And sometimes, you know, sometimes I'll look at it just to, you know, see exactly what it is, but half the time I don't understand it, so that's a good thing.
So you are aware if your exit velo is down, if someone comes up to you and say, hey, you know, you're only hitting the ball 87 miles an hour on average off the plate, like those things, guys are aware of those things? They've made their way inside the clubhouses?
Oh, sir, it's everywhere. I mean, if you want something, you can have all the information you want. But for me, I don't need to look at that to, you know, make myself feel better or, you know, try to change something. I mean, I know if I hit the ball hard or if I don't hit the ball hard or if I put a good swing on it or if I didn't. I don't need a, you know, a number to tell me that, oh, you're doing this or that wrong or any of that. So I choose not to look at that. It's just way too much information at times. And sometimes it's in your head. I mean, you don't want to go up to the plate thinking, oh my gosh, my exit velocity is at 87.3. I have to hit this one 100 miles an hour to bring it up. I mean, there's so much information nowadays that, you know, that's kind of been a goal of mine this year. It's like, just forget about all that craziness and let the people on, you know, TV and stuff talk about that. And I just want to go out there and play, you know.
As the pitcher releases the ball, you're like trying to dissect the spin ratio. It isn't spinning quite as quickly as we thought it would.
Yeah, right. I don't even know how it works.
I love the fact though. See, this is, oh God, I wish Dan was here because Dan would in his own way try to grill you on not wanting to know more.
Yeah.
Are there guys who want, like, who's the guy on the team that needs to be, not needs to, but likes to be fed that kind of information?
You know, honestly, because me and myself and my personality in wanting to avoid all that, I guess I don't seek it, and I guess I don't look for anybody wanting to see that information, you know? So, you know, I could tell you, I don't think there's many guys that, you know, like to know all the information. It's kind of, you know, you just do your homework. You look at the pitcher, you look at his video, you look how he's pitched to you before in the past. But there's no looking at, like, you know, what spin rates or what any of that with the pitcher. You know, but I guess it just isn't, I'm not looking for it. So, I don't know.
You've had kind of an abnormal amount of postseason experience for a guy, you know, with your length of time in the league. What's your approach once we get to this part of the year? It's mid, it's late September. You know these games mean more now than the ones earlier in the season. So for you individually, do you try to find a way to enhance your focus or your intensity, or do you try to treat it like all the other games?
No, treat it like all the other games. I don't think you have to go out there and try to enhance your focus or any of that, just because I think the situation and the crowd and, you know, just what's at stake does it for you. I mean, you don't need to have to go out there and even try to do that. Just kind of like, you know, this is exciting. It's fun to play in these type of games. You know, they're great experiences. They only help you down the road. So there's no need to really do anything different. Just go out there and enjoy it. I mean, obviously try to win, but just learn from everything. And, you know, I've learned a lot from the first 2 years, and especially the first year playing in a wild card game. I think, you know, that was pretty stressful in my first year. You know, we all got by that. We won the game. So just using all those past experiences in games like this certainly helped us out.
The Brewers have surprised their front office and their fans by staying in this thing as long as they have. They're talking about them and the Twins during the trade deadline.
Certainly like, surprised both of us.
Yeah, their front office is like, hey, stop this because we're going to have to add people and it's gonna mess up our timetable. But we look at it, and it's September 21st, and the Brewers are only a few games behind the World Series champion, Chicago Cubs. What do you think about this team? Like, what's made this team tick in the times that you have played them? Because they're a little prickly, you know. They didn't want to play that night game. Like, they got a little swag to them, and of course there's some new players on that team that have been introduced to Major League Baseball fans around the country. But what is your thoughts on this Brewers team as presently constituted?
I think they're a solid team. I mean, obviously they surprised a lot of people this year, you know. But yeah, they're just a completely different team from the past. I think they have a lot more confidence and some really good players and a really good bullpen too. So, and you know, that always helps later on in the game. So, you know, I'm sure they'll be good, you know, next year too. So it's kind of, you know, obviously we wish they weren't as good as they were this year, but you know, it's definitely made us, you know, open our eyes to them and see them as, you know, a pretty solid team. So we got to go out there and, you know, take care of our business.
Who's better at shortstop, Javi or Addison?
Oh, come on.
Hey, I mean, we've done like 20 of these, and I haven't put you on the ropes yet. So who's better? Yeah, you can't play two people. It's not a shift. You can't play two people at shortstop.
I love them both.
Nope. Amazing. Not happening, Chris. Not happening.
Well, Javi just moves around all over the field. So, you know, I think he brings a lot to the team in terms of just the versatility and, you know,
the extensions,
the flag that he brings. Mm-hmm. And then Addy has it. He's been hurt for a while, but then he comes out and hits a homer in his first at bat. And it's like, oh, it's just that easy. He's, 23 and the game is pretty easy for him. So I don't know. I'm not going to answer that question. They're awesome.
So Addison Russell is a better shortstop than Javi Baez. Chris Bryant just said.
That's what you got out of that.
I'm just saying. I'll give him the nod because of the extensions. By the way, you guys don't you're not really friends of Javi Baez allowing this extension thing to go on as long as it has. I know he's probably going to color them for the playoffs and you know, get his swag on for the national media, but somebody's got to let him know that he's got enough of it already with the chain. I'm a huge fan of the chain. Somebody's got to do something about the hair, though.
It's gone. Did you not see it?
I thought it was in like a little bun last night.
No, they're gone. I don't know why they took them out.
Oh, so somebody did get to him, is what you're saying?
Probably.
Hazing? Is there hazing in the Cubs locker room? Is that what that was?
No, I can tell you one thing about Javi is he doesn't care. So he doesn't care what we tell him. He's going to do what he wants to do, and that's why I love him.
Well, let's do this. Since you don't live in a vacuum, you follow Chicago sports at this point. You've been around here a few years now. There's no farm system in football. So I'm kind of in the minority at this point where I'm telling people Mitchell Trubisky should not start for the Bears yet. Where do you sit on this, Chris Bryant? Should Trubisky start or not?
I mean, give him a chance. I mean, You'll never know unless he's out there playing.
There it is, Chris.
No.
I knew I liked you. I knew I liked you, right? Throw him in the fire, right, Chris?
Threw his hands
you can't, yeah, you right can't, you can't learn anything on the sidelines, right, Chris?
No, I mean, that this first game will definitely get your heart pumping a little bit. Obviously, everybody knows what I did in my first game.
There it is.
See? Bears
first round draft pick Mitch Trubisky will replace Mike Glennon.
Yep, and Chris Bryant just broke the news because we know all the young stars have each other's phone numbers in this city. He just broke the news that Mitch Trubisky texted him and told him that he would be starting against the Steelers.
Everybody's not you, Chris Bryant.
Oh, man. You guys are funny.
No, we're not. We're just trying not to be Dan Bernstein on a daily basis. we appreciate your time. Oh, by the way, Jake Arrieta, what are you guys looking for in terms of, you know, him getting back out there on the bump? And you know, and is there going to be a pitch limit? I mean, a guy's got a hamstring injury. It's kind of hard not to tell him to, you know, go full Jake every pitch. But how is he going to handle that situation?
I think he'll do just fine. I mean, I'm sure – I don't know if he'll be on any pitch count or any of that, but I hope he's not because, you know, I think this is a time where, you know, we need everybody, you know, all hands on deck. But just the presence of having him back on the mound, the beard, the everything, he's going to give us a good at-bat at the plate too. So it's definitely good to have him back and, you know, hopefully he goes out there and deals.
All right. Enjoy yourself, man. This should be fun times over the next, you know, 8 days or so. And I think you guys got this in the bag, but it's a formality that you have to go through. I know you guys can't say it, but I feel like this is, you know, this is getting ready to tune up for the playoffs for you guys.
Well, we appreciate that.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris Bryant right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Anthony Heron, Jason Goff right here for you. And that segment was brought to you by Private Bank, now CIBC. The Private Bank is now CIBC. Their name may have changed, but their commitment to your business is now stronger than ever. Visit CIBC.com/US, member FDIC. I see you out there, Neil in Bloomington. Everybody on hold will get you. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. At the top of the hour, we'll talk to Pete Futak about a little college football. Anthony Heron is sitting in for Dan Bernstein. And Anthony, I have a man that told the NFL no. And you really don't ever hear anyone say no to the NFL. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that before we're out of here as well. He's Anthony Heron. I'm Jason Goff. You listen to 670 The Score.
The Cubs' magic number is now 8. Cubs fans, this is where you want to be for Cubs playoff talk. And to listen to every exciting game now through the postseason.
And the Cubs win!
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The Cubs' magic number is sponsored by Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball and the Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The last couple of years, if I've been talking about the New York Jets, it has been for all the wrong reasons. Aside from my conversation with Gary Vee, nobody has said anything positive about the Jets on my radio program. Until now, acting owner Christopher Johnson insists that the team is not tanking. He said it point blank. He added, quote, "There are some growing pains right now, there's no question, but we've got a plan," end quote. You do have a plan. And that plan includes getting rid of some of your best players like Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker, David Harris, and Sheldon Richardson. That's your plan. But you're not tanking. So if you're not tanking, that means you're trying. And if you're trying, how do you explain that hideous 45-20 beatdown to the Raiders on Sunday? Look, there's no dignity in tanking, but it might be better just to say that you are, even if you aren't. I'm Jim Rome.
All
also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
If you travel for business, you know it's a game of wins and losses. Having your hotel room away from the elevator, that's a win. Not having Wi-Fi in your room, that's a loss. Buying your business trip at Upside.com, that's not just a win, it's a triple win. Number one, Upside has the absolute best available prices for flights, hotels, and rental cars. Number two is that Upside will reward you with a gift card to places like Amazon.com every time you buy a business trip. And number three is the amazing six-star treatment you'll get from Upside's customer service specialist, who they call Navigators. One recent Upside customer had a flight delayed for 2 hours, so a navigator arranged for him to have complimentary access to the airline's executive lounge to pass the time. And that's just one example of how Upside navigators go above and beyond for business travelers like yourself. Upside navigators are instantly accessible 24/7 by voice, chat, email, or message on the Upside app, even reaching out to you with useful info to help you avoid a problem before it happens. And I'm going to start you right now with that Upside six-star treatment. Go to Upside.com and use my code SCORE, that's S-C-O-R-E, for the people who can't spell out there, and you'll get a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com. That's code SCORE for a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com when you buy your next business trip at Upside.com. Upside.com, you deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 nights stay in Orlando, Florida for four with two tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld. But you must tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, you'll get a second bonus stay in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas. If you tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
Welcome to Knauss for a breathtaking 2018 Mercedes-Benz shopping experience. Look, there's the 2018 AMG GT Roadster, the most thrilling Mercedes-Benz Roadster ever to come out of AMG's headquarters in Affalterbach, Germany. A rare car for the rare few, powered by a hand-built bi-turbo V8 with 469 stampeding horses. Whoa! And there's the new long-awaited 2018 Mercedes-Benz E400 Coupe. Inside and out, a masterpiece in automotive design and engineering. Go ahead, take a closer look or take a test drive in the new premium 2018 GLC SUV. Or the new seductive C-Class convertible. Or one of the other new arrivals now at Knauss. Your destination for the complete 2018 Mercedes-Benz experience. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff, Knauss.com.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and Check Deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank. Member FDIC.
Big Shooter.
Are you ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale. every single Nissan as Jason Goff leaves the studio so he can go laugh. The choice is clear, Chicago. Save more at Woodfield Nissan. And Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new and pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than right now. And with clearance prices, you can take your pick of a 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16,995 or a 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra, clearance price for just $12,99. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Golf and Hoffman Estates, minutes west of Woodfield Shopping Mall. Or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer. On select models, HY-2187-99, HP-5722-05, GT-6589-100. Finance offers with approved credit 0% is $13.89 per month per $1,000 borrowed is in lieu of sale prices.
It's easy. That's what we all want to hear when it's time to work on the car. Like the AutoZone Rewards Program. Spending $20 five times earns you $20 towards the next job. Earning savings couldn't be easier. No user manual required or online tutorial needed. And you won't have to call that know-it-all uncle for advice either. Just spend $20 five times and earn a $20 reward. Sign up for free at AutoZone.com/rewards or in store. Let's get you what you need. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
It's 2:29 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wildcats are back in action at Ryan Field with five home Big Ten games this season. Full schedule and tickets are available at nusports.com. The NL Central looks like it's going to come down to the wire. The Cubs play four games against the Brewers in Milwaukee starting tonight. Their lead over the Brewers in the division is 3.5 games. Jake Arrieta back in the rotation tonight to face Zach Davies. Cubs have won 7 of 8 since being swept by the Brewers at Wrigley in early September. Tonight's lineup is out. Looks like this. John Jay leads off and plays center field. Chris Bryant at third base. Anthony Rizzo at first. Wilson Contreras bats cleanup and is behind the plate. Kyle Schwarber in left field, Addison Russell at short, Jason Hayward in right field, Javi Baez at second base, and Jake Arrieta on the mound. Pregame with Mark Grody tonight here at 6:35 on The Score. White Sox and Astros play in Houston tonight again. Carson Fulmer gets the start against Dallas Keuchel. Fulmer has tossed two consecutive quality starts. First pitch from Minute Maid Park tonight at 7:10. The Bears continue prepping for Pittsburgh at Soldier Field on Sunday. Today, the team re-added Tanner Gentry to the practice squad after he cleared waivers. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport says linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski's injury is not season-ending as originally thought. He could miss a few weeks with a torn pectoral muscle. And the Blackhawks play preseason game number 2 at home tonight against Detroit. Puck drops on this one at 7:30. Blackhawks also making some roster moves today, releasing forwards Drew Miller and John Mitchell and defenseman Mark Stewart from their PTO contracts. MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by local Geico agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Brewers at 6:35 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Minute Mart. Minute Mart has everything you need for living life in the go. Stop in today and get two Red Bull 16-ounce cans for just $7. Minute Mart has everything you need to get through late nights, early mornings, and everything in between.
Welcome back. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Anthony Heron,
I thought Anthony Stanahan was real tight.
If you didn't notice, is in for Dan Bernstein. And I think he just sold a car for $13. I'm pretty sure he gave away somebody's. Don't say anything wrong about the sponsors now. Hump almost danced all over the Foo Fighters yesterday. We were doing a Foo Fighters thing yesterday and playing the song out, and Hump was like, these guys are in trouble, right? And I'm like, Hump, take it easy. Let's make it to Sunday.
I love Woodfield Nissan.
Yes, Woodfield Nissan is our
Morse code threw me off.
Yeah, well, as Dan Jiggs used to say, we don't don't write them, we just read them. By the way, Anthony Heron chopped off his thumbs as he walked in here today. He's pointing all fingers at everyone else. There are no mirrors in the studio. See, Nick Shepkowski was his shepherd into the school.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he shepherded him in. And, you know, Nick has two speeds. It's either zero or redlining it. And I'm sure he kind of put the governor on there for you on the weekends. But no. You're fresh in the place to be. Shout out to the texters who have been just unmercifully beating Anthony Heron to death. We appreciate you as well. This from the 630. I'm going to go to Woodfield Nissan just to select butts. Apparently, you said you could select butts.
No, I didn't.
Well, you threw a comma in there somewhere. Oh. That there wasn't a comma. So instead of saying select butt, you just stopped at select butts.
Shout out to
you for that, and shout out to the texter who said, and he's out by 15 feet.
He's out by 15 feet.
Yeah, man. See? Everybody taking it easy.
So I'm the Mitchell Trubisky of promo reads,
yes.
And Shep has just been kind of progressing me slowly.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's like, all right, here you go, Baltimore Ravens defense.
Yeah, Shep was allowing you to hand the ball off four straight times in a preseason.
Here you go, Thursday night. You've got three days to prep.
Hey, it's yours. I mean, everybody else has
caught. God, he really is dead.
He truly is. No thumbs. You know, speaks
my
well.
My 4'10 read was listed as 4'11.
Yeah.
Now I can't focus for 2 hours.
Now you know how the elites act. This is Anthony Heron, Dan Bernstein. We're just common men. You know, the Chris Tannehills and the Nick Shepkowskis and the Jason Goffs of the world.
I at least did get a heads up this time. I will say that. Jesus read number Christ. Two. Read number two was not 3 seconds before.
Thumbs are not growing back.
Start the bus.
Hey, here's...
Stop the buses!
See, I told
the lie detector
you.
Test determined that was a lie.
So what is you doing?
What are you doing out
I'm
here?
I'm used to the TV world,
I
man.
Told
they come
you.
Bringing
hey,
stuff to us beforehand.
Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you that have heard these 25, 30-minute spots with Anthony, like, oh my God, he's great. He's an awesome guy. It took 1 hour for Anthony Heron to show you his true character. He is throwing his producers under the bus. His
how many of them
you
are
know
there?
What? I don't think he's a football guy after all.
I don't trust his football character.
Sure as hell not a team guy. I know that.
Somebody get Ray McDonald in here so you can crack a mic instead of this guy. This guy over here, I'm telling you. My God. I was going to take it somewhere else, but now let's stay on the selfishness that is one Anthony
let's
Heron.
Let's do it. Let's
My
do it.
God.
Give me another read.
No.
Give me another read.
Yeah, let's give him a read 10 minutes before.
They
so
actually
he can...
called. They...
Yeah, Woodfield Nissan pulled out of the campaign.
Yeah, they're done. They don't want
me reading any more Moscow.
They've gone bankrupt because of the read.
He's giving away $13
They had to pay for
cars.
6 minutes in it.
Yes! He gave away a car for $12.99 earlier. Like, people are racing to Woodfield Nissan to get that $12.99
They're
Central.
Standing in line right now, as they should be.
Right, see, this is how he's going to do it. He's going to spin it like he's driving traffic.
He's going to be on TV for Woodfield Nissan in a month.
Oh, without question. He's already signed in the
I'm
Woodfield Nissan
I'm going to bring this
check.
To Tempe, Arizona and read it on the Pac-12 Network. We're going to do this Nissan read.
There
and
it is.
Everybody who's watching that game is going to hear it.
This for the 847. Still further than Manly ever got with those reads. So there it is. You're being competitive. Compared to other football players. Shout out to 847 for being as awful as you are. We got the Cubs lineup in. John Jay will be playing center field and leading off. Our guy Chris Bryant, we just talked to, batting second, playing third base. Anthony Rizzo, Wilson Contreras, Kyle Schwarber in left, Addison Russell, Jason Hayward, Javi Baez, and Jake Arrieta is doing the pitching. So should be fun. You know, it's a four-gamer with the Brewers where you go ahead and you split or you win three out of the four and you keep it rolling. I don't have any real trepidation about the Cubs right now. I think they're playing.
As far as making the postseason?
Yeah, making the postseason. Now,
what they do
playoffs,
when they get there.
Yeah. But I didn't expect it anyway, though, Anthony. After
really?
You win a World Series, it's so hard to repeat. And as Layla mentioned, the Yankees, eons ago were the last team to do it. Teams don't even get back to the playoffs. Teams, so much is taken out of these pitch, especially starting staffs, arms, and bullpens are so finicky. Every year you got to switch over your bullpen. For instance, the people that you trusted last year aren't here. You know, Aroldis Chapman is in New York. Justin Grimm hasn't been there. You know, Hector Rondon's coming back. I mean, Pedro Strop has been good. Carl Edwards Jr. has been good. Wade Davis has been outstanding. I'm not saying the bullpen has been bad because the bullpen's been one of the strong suits of this team.
More consistent than the starters.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, the everything that's taken out of a baseball team in a long postseason run, you know, it kind of they took 90 games for the Cubs to even look like themselves. And people are like, oh, Goff, you're hating. It'll get back to normal. We talked about it in transition. I wasn't hating. It's just you read anything or hear any baseball player talk. Hell, you heard Chris Bryant. He's 24. And he's like, yo, I was a little bit tired to start the season. And a lot of people react to it on the text line the same way you did. Because it's like, oh, how could you be tired? It's baseball. You're a kid. You should be able to bounce back. But, you know, playing – how many games you play in spring training? 35, 40, somewhere around there? 30-something like that? So you're playing 200 games or around 200 games of baseball because you're not playing everything in spring training, but around 200 games of baseball before you get to the playoffs. And then you play another 20-some-odd games in the playoffs. Like, that's a lot to be around one sport and a group of people and the grind mentally. So I didn't expect the Cubs to win the World Series this year. Now, as we get closer to it and people start to – you know, raise their expectation level because they look like a team. What are they? The highest scoring offense in Major League Baseball since August 1st. They look like the team that they looked like last year. I'm cool with it. I'm just, my expectations.
And maybe the best record since the All-Star break. Right?
Yeah, my expectations aren't what they were last year. Hell, I thought they were going to win it 2 years ago when the Dodgers did what they did to them. And Kyle Schwarber, I'm sorry, the Mets did what they did to him. And Kyle Schwarber had his tough series. So they won it last year. And now this year, I think it's gravy for a person like me who is not a Cubs fan, is happy when they do well, and works at this station covering a good story.
Here's why I thought they would start off a lot better. And I've mentioned this with Shep when I've been on the air with him. Because of how young they've been in the lineup, to me, when you've got a team with so many guys in their early to mid-20s, and so many of them haven't necessarily had a lot of individual accomplishment yet. And so to me, it's a little bit different. If it's an older ball club, if it's a lot of guys who've made a bunch of all-star games, have a lot of individual accolades that they've already got in their rearview mirror, that's not really this Cubs squad, though. They had this just magnificent team accomplishment from last year. Chris Bryant won NL MVP. Really, aside from that, there's not a lot of individuals. You know, you can say Anthony Rizzo, he's been, you know, home run derby, and he's done a couple of individual things. But this roster is not just deep, especially in the batting order, is not deep with guys with a lot of individual accomplishments. So that, to me, was something that I felt like, now that you've got all these young guys and they're returning for this season after winning the World Series last year, there's still enough guys who could feel like there's meat on the bone for how I advance my game as an individual. How does Javi Baez try to be a Gold Glover? How does Addison Russell try to become a perennial all-star as opposed to just one time? So to me, there was enough guys who are young who should still be hungry enough to me to start off the season better than they did. Now, since the All-Star break, yeah, it's been closer to the Cubs we expected. And, you know, can't think they're just going to win 116, 120 games or something like that, like some folks were talking about. But to look at least like they did the second half of the season from the start of the year, that was shocking to me because of how young so many of their star players are. That this isn't some veteran group that says, yeah, all right, let me just rest my way through the first half so I can be ready when playoff time comes.
I think sometimes, too, we mistake youth for so much eagerness as well. Like, you taste those fruits for the first time as a young player. Like, oh, yeah. Right. Sometimes, I mean, let's face it. Some guys say, hey, I'm this good this year and last year too. All right, we're good money. I can roll the batting helmets out there and be myself. Go through the same process that I went through last year in terms of getting ready for each game and getting ready for a season and getting ready for weeks ahead. All those things are thrown in the mix. And then you look up and you're a couple of games above 500 and then you're at 500 and then you're one game below 500. And before you know it.
And you're streaky as all hell.
Yeah. And you're 90 games into the season and then things start to fall into place a little bit. So yeah, I don't think of the hunger thing as much because they haven't experienced it. So this is, you know, maybe this will be the year that they look back on and say, okay, this is what I felt like at the beginning of the season last year. I'm going to make sure that I study a little bit more tape on a pitcher, or I make sure my footwork is a little bit more solid. You know, I can't just wing it the way I did last year because I'm talented and I'm young.
Or if it's my body needs to be in a certain condition to be able to withstand the length and the rigors of a Major League Baseball
season.
Rubber
chicken circuit. A lot of people
makes a big difference.
Patting you on the back because of the World Series, and rightfully so. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Top of the hour, we'll talk to Pete Futek from collegefootballnews.com. This segment was brought to you by TheraWorks Relief to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet. Use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. He is Anthony Heron. I'm Jason Goff. We'll come back and take your phone calls right here on 670 The Score.
After that ugly loss in Tampa, the Bears are still hunting for the elusive first win. But what kind of chance do they really have against the Steelers? We're covering the matchup right up to game time. So keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Are you ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale. Every single Nissan. The choice is clear, Chicago. Save more at Woodfield Nissan. And Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new and pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than now. And with clearance pricing, you can take your pick of a 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16,995. Or a 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra clearance price for just $12,995. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Golf and Hoffman Estates, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer on select models. HY218799, HP572205, GT658900. Finance offers with approved credit. 0% is $13.89 per month per $1,000 borrowed and is in lieu of sale prices.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Attention, Always Travel With Us is offering a complimentary 5 days, 4 night stay in Orlando, Florida for four with two tickets to Aquatica by SeaWorld. But you must tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. You pay a $199 activation fee today and get back a $200 Visa gift card when you tour at Vacation Village Resorts. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. That's not all. If you're one of the first 20 callers to tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, you'll get a second bonus stay in Vegas, also for four, included with your activation. Call now, 1-888-234-0702. Two destinations, Orlando and Vegas. If you tell me a country with the letter A three times in its name, 1-888-234-0702. 1-888-234-0702. Always travel with us. A Florida seller of travel license, ST25448. This advertisement's being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of timeshare periods, and participants will need to attend a guided sales tour and presentation of the Vacation Village Resort facilities during their getaway. Airfare not included. Certain restrictions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. Bernstein and Goff. Anthony Heron is in for Dan Bernstein. Neil in Bloomington has been waiting a while, and now Neil is on The Score. What's up, Neil?
I just want to tell you guys how much I appreciate your knowledge on sports. You guys do a fantastic job. Every single one of you guys is on the show. You guys are so knowledgeable. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate that. The only question I have is, do you tell, and you pretty much already answered it, about the Cubs. I mean, there hasn't been a National League team win back-to-back since the Big Red Machine in 75 and 76. I'm not a Cub fan. I'm a baseball fan, but I would love to see them win the World Series. Thanks for taking my call. You guys have a great day, and thanks for your time.
Thank you, Neil.
Appreciate it, Neil. Well, first off, just starting off with some love there. That was nice. No, I appreciate it, because just being on the air with you, yeah. I was anticipating a lot more heat. But, I mean, the heat's there on the text line. There's plenty of that, but that's expected.
The Cowards definitely know where to go.
They're out there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, thank you, Neil. As far as the playoffs go, I'm not certain yet. I feel like the Cubs are going to be able to make the same kind of run this year like we saw last year. To me, it's one thing to make the playoffs as a hot ball club, and that's just not what they are right now. You know, I don't even know if limping to the playoffs is the right term, but as banged up as they seem to be in the pitching staff, I had a kind of a weird theory in my head that maybe Joe was just finding ways to, you know, let's put Lester on the DL for 10 days here. Let's get Jake on the DL for 10 days there, just to get him some rest. Just to have this, you know, 30-something pitching staff feeling strong as they enter the playoffs.
Hamstring situation
was an issue. Seemed very legit.
John Lester, when he asked out of that game, when he gave up 8 runs in the first inning, and then you see last night early inning struggles again, giving up 4 in the first few innings as well. I think it's just
pacing themselves. Yeah,
well, no, I just think it's guys being older and guys pitching, you know, putting themselves to the limit. What is it, 10 straight seasons now that John Lester has had 30 starts? That's a lot of wear and tear on a guy's arm. It's a lot. And the offense has picked up exactly when you needed it to pick up with the 6.1 runs a game.
I was big time on the John Jay bandwagon in the first half of the season when people weren't hitting. I haven't mentioned John Jay on this station in weeks. Mm-hmm. Not because I don't like the guy anymore, but people are hitting now. Yes. So it makes a difference. So when everybody was calling me crazy for wanting John Jay in earlier in the year, when everybody else going up there striking out and popping out, and John Jay is the only one actually batting anything, actually just testing pitchers consistently, that to me made sense at that point in time. Now, I'm not screaming for John Jay anymore because John Jay is not one of the better players on the team. He's not the hottest bat in the lineup anymore at this point.
Yeah, and the money players are playing like the money players. Right. Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, as Chris mentioned, Addison Russell coming back and doing it with a bang. I mentioned a person that told the NFL no, and people don't tell the NFL no when the NFL wants to get involved business-wise. And it took me back to my childhood to see what the source of this story was, so to speak. But this from thesource.com, and do with that what you'd like, everyone out there, because the source hasn't been relevant for a very long time. But this is from Shabi Allah. The NFL is looking for an artist that will top Lady Gaga's 2017 Super Bowl halftime performance ratings, and they found everything they need in Jay-Z. Problem is, Jay-Z said no. The rap mogul turned down the coveted halftime spot for next year's Super Bowl, which boasts past shows from the likes of Missy Elliott, Janet Jackson, and his wife Beyonce. The Sun newspaper quoted an insider close to Jay-Z as saying that he really has no plans to do the halftime show in reference to the Super Bowl performance in Minneapolis next year. Last week, Jay-Z showed his solidarity with ousted NFLer Colin Kaepernick by shouting him out during his stage performance in NYC at the Meadows show. Could this be Jay's way of supporting the NFL boycott after the booting of Kaepernick and others? So I found it interesting because not even on the side of or the angle of the Colin Kaepernick thing, but the NFL is very aware of what's being said about their ratings. And right now, there is a bidding war on some of these shared websites and some of these media sharing sites where, you know, Amazon and Google are going to get in the business of throwing sports on their platforms. And just the talk, and they know because, for instance, here's a little tidbit, a little behind-the-scenes stuff for people who listen, who like to mention things about ratings all the time. The Nielsen ratings haven't mattered in a long time, okay? And for people who care about radio ratings really only matter to the people that are getting bonuses. Like, if you listen to a radio show and the ratings aren't good and you're like, man, what's going on? Or if you don't listen to a radio show and the ratings aren't good and you're like, aha, well, if you don't listen to that show, why do you even care?
I can't wait.
Yeah, but the the bonuses are beautiful. But the Nielsen ratings don't really matter that much anymore because, much like with music, you know, music labels, they used to need you to go platinum or double platinum or triple platinum. Now, guys sell 400,000 records and are considered stars because of the streaming websites and all the different ways that the music sharing.
There's so many platforms to consume it.
And that's what's going on with the NFL, where I feel like the NFL is listening to a lot of talk, even though that they're going to get, you know, buku bucks for any rights deals that Amazon or Google might want to purchase. But they are hearing right now that their product is down and that people aren't watching via the television anymore, even though kids are watching in different streaming capacities, and people are stealing the product as well. For people who don't have cable packages, they can just jump on, you know, an Amazon Fire Stick or something like that and download things to let them watch free sports.
Well, hey, Mom, give me your login for
app. Right. Yeah. Or, hell, give me your login for your cable subscriber, and I can just jump in that way.
Right.
So it feels to me like the NFL needs to ride a wave. And when's the last time you had an urban music curator, an urban artist headline, not just jump in for a little bit, not Missy Elliott. When the last time you had an urban artist do the halftime show of the Super Bowl? Now, the Beyonce thing, which was interesting to me because, you know, she did the song Formation, and the flack that she got for doing that was hilarious to me. It's a song about empowerment for both women and African-Americans and people of color. It's like, oh, you hate police.
Right.
Because you're She's dressed like
Michael Jackson. Right, exactly. So she must hate police because Michael Jackson hated police.
Right, right. Ridiculous stuff. Yeah. So the fact that that happened and the Super Bowl and the NFL didn't really have her back, and that's his wife. And also the things that he is, you know, he's put his mouth where his money is on several different cases, a lot behind the scenes. And he's saying no to the NFL. I find it interesting that the NFL, if this is true, because Pro Football Talk has kind of denounced this as well, like saying, oh, we're refuting that. The NFL has only said that they've reached out to several people and, you know, they're not going to confirm that it was Jay-Z or not. But the fact that the NFL, like, that's a move, you know, to try to ride that wave and say, hey, you know, hey, we're not the league that doesn't care about equality and all those other things. Hey, Jay-Z, could you do the Super Bowl halftime show for us?
Remember how they tried to get super safe after what happened with Janet and Timberlake?
The whole industry had to.
Then after that, it was The Who every year or whatever. So, you know, they wanted to go real kind of close to the vest, really safe with the halftime show for a while. And what I would hope Jay-Z ends up doing here, like remember a couple of years ago, when the news kind of came out behind the scenes that the NFL wanted to start charging artists to perform at halftime of the Super Bowl because of all the eyeballs they're getting, all the, you know, it's essentially free marketing on the biggest stage in entertainment. There's nothing else really, certainly in this country, very little in the world that's going to draw that level of eyeballs at one time to your product. So it's a big deal for an artist, but they've never charged an artist before that. And Katy Perry went out a couple of years ago when the NFL was starting to try to get her to pay for it, and she just went on College Game Day and said, yeah, they asked me to pay, and I'm not doing it. And then after that, they just said, all right, do it for free. Thanks, Katie. So I hope that Jay-Z will just end up calling them out, saying, yeah, they wanted me to do it. Here's why I'm not doing it. And just kind of put them on blast. If there is a real message behind the reason he's doing it, he certainly doesn't have a problem speaking his mind in most cases. So I hope he will just come out and just put the NFL on blast for why he's not doing the halftime show, whatever the slew of reasons for that might be.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. We'll talk a little college football with Pete Futak next. Dan Bernstein is out. Anthony Heron is in. This is the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
To count the discounts, say driver, paperless, automatic payments, multi-car, so many, a penny. Saved is a penny earned, you learn. The money you saved, it builds like a wave of dollar bills. The thrills, scary movies give me chills.
Discounts that help you save more for the things you want. From Progressive, visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Is it really on John Fox? When you decide that Elshon Jeffrey is superfluous to demand and you let him go because he doesn't really want to be here, that's fine. You never replaced him. You let a guy go and you never replaced him.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mike Lennon serves no purpose if he's turning the ball over. That's it. He serves no purpose. Is Mitch Trubisky ready to play in less than ideal conditions and not have his entire development stunted? That's it.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got a guy you traded up to draft number 2 overall. You traded up.
That's the most important part.
You traded up to draft him number 2 overall.
Taken in this draft.
And you're going out of your way to say why he's not supposed to play for this team right now. Why? Why Mike Glennon? How is are you better with him? Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
McDonald's is...
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
This week, the history of sports. This week in 1982, NFL players began a 57-day strike. This week in 1987, the NFL players went on strike for 24 days. Jose Canseco became the first baseball player to steal 40 bases and hit 40 home runs. This week in